Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Gordon Hempton has dedicated his life to recording the sounds of the natural world, from the rainforest of Hawaii to the vast dry prairies of North America. But then one day, he woke up to silence. Gordon Hempton is losing his hearing, and now he's on a mission to help people be better listeners. Ashley Ahern has his story.
Listening to nature is a spiritual experience for Gordon Hempton. To make one of his recordings, he sits for hours, perfectly still, in an almost meditative state.
I was recently in a very remote part of the Amazon rainforest, and I just was taking it all in, and I begin to hear the insect patterns and how they are rhythmic, and each rhythm is a different insect, especially as the light weakens and we make the transition from day into evening and night. Oh my God, and I realized this is the sound of the spinning earth. That this is actually like a huge clock. Now I'm listening not just to the seconds, but to the milliseconds.
Gordon says that when we listen to nature uninterrupted, we start to hear a bioacoustic system at work, a web of birds and insects and predators and prey, all talking to one another, like a kind of sonic social network, whether it's in the Amazon rainforest or Hempton's backyard, Washington State's Olympic Peninsula.
If the Pacific wren is singing, it will be singing in its own bandwidth and niche in such a way that it's recognizable to other Pacific wrens. And the thrushes, for example, will be singing something entirely different.
But so many of us take our sense of hearing for granted. Gordon doesn't have that privilege anymore.
The first time I lost my hearing, I was laying in bed and I had my bedroom window open because I love sleeping where I can listen to the outside and know where I am. And I woke up one night and I was hearing vroom, 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 vroom.
Gordon thought it was a large tanker ship motoring by off the coast. But the sound was actually his own heart beating. Within a matter of days, his hearing was gone. He figured it was the flu and that it would pass and his hearing would come back. But as the months went by and doctor after doctor couldn't diagnose the problem, Gordon started to lose hope.
It was very discouraging. It took me really is hard. I was put out of work. I was cut off from everything and everyone I loved, including the voices of my children.
A year and a half went by, and Gordon was grasping for answers. He started sinking into depression. But then, out of the blue, he heard this.
One night, next to the wood fire, I heard the fire crackle perfectly in such detail. The cellulose chambers collapsing in those high frequencies, and it lasted like 5 seconds and then disappeared. That's all I needed. I knew it was possible to hear again.
As his hearing slowly came back, Gordon threw himself wholeheartedly into his work. He started an organization to advocate against noise pollution in national parks and wild places. He gave talks and wrote articles. But then, 4 years ago, Gordon's ears started to fail him once again. He still doesn't have a diagnosis for his hearing loss, but he does have a heightened sense of urgency to bring his recordings to the greatest number of people while he still can. He's hired 2 young assistants with healthy ears to help him catalog the thousands of recordings he's made over his career. And together, they created a special series of Gordon's favorite recordings, from the grasslands of Canada to the rainforests of Hawaii to rivers in South America.
I cannot hear most birds. I can't hear any insects, but I can remember. And that has been key to the production of these podcasts, is that the original experience of being on location was so exciting for me that I would never forget, and it's so easy for me to share.
The art of truly listening to nature gets schooled out of most of us from an early age. But Gordon says it's a skill that we can relearn, and he wants to help us do it. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern.